How was the exercise? Did you talk about something other than fans or?
First, I actually did a whole story about fans. I'm not joking.
You did a whole story about
Detail.
fans. Ah, so that's how it came about. Cool. Good, but I'm curious. How was it? Could you was it possible? Yeah, Rachel.
I feel in some ways like I did the inquiry in reverse because my story, I didn't actually write a story. I wrote a whole load of like conversation between different parts of feelings around it. Once I got to the inquiry, I think we had more of the story that was behind it.
Yeah.
But that actually, in some ways, then and that I expressed, I think, more clearly what some of the parts were feeling. And the kind of pissed off nature, parts of pissed off, annoyed at something. So, yeah.
So the story expressed what the parts were feeling better than the what you had written.
No. Kind of actually going through the story allowed more access to parts, whereas what I did the first
Yeah.
inquiry. Because I didn't write the story, I just wrote how parts were feeling. I think it was a little bit more sort of hadn't really got in there.
Yeah, I this is one of the reasons I really like the details of the story, because when you get the details of the story, it really brings it to life in a sense, and you can often better track what the different parts are thinking and feeling and so on when you have the details of the story, if I get you right, yeah.
Yeah, I think part of me was like, oh, I don't want to go into all the details because I'll just get bogged down and get really engaged in the story. And is that really helpful?
The answer is yes, because in a sense you want to get bogged down and then notice the parts that get bogged down and the sense of self that comes with being really engaged in the story.
Yeah, because I think what I've written, I had a lot of the thinkings of the different parts and how they're feeling about the situation, but I hadn't really got the underlying hurt part, because there is an underlying hurt part.
Yes.
That part hadn't kind of come into it. It's like the other parts are all kind of fighting
So
and.
when you say so you made the decision to write the about what the different parts were thinking and feeling rather than all the details of the story, right? You made that decision.
Well, some part of me did. I don't really feel like
Exactly.
I made a conscious
No.
decision.
But you say but that's what you ended up doing, and you say there was the thought, do I really want to get bogged down in this story and engage too engaged in this story, right? Is that really helpful? So that's the viewpoint of a part. What is your sense of self when you're merged with that part?
I think that part is being a little judgmental of myself. I know that in the past I've got very identified with the story and kind of got lost in it. And I suppose there's, as well as the judgmental, there is maybe a little bit of fear of getting lost and stuck in something.
Yes, of course. So, and this is like, this is the purpose of the part, right? It's reacting to something it's experienced, right? All these parts are basically just conditioned responses to the environment. And part of the environment is feeling you getting lost in stories. And this is a response to that. I mean, that's a perfectly legitimate and good intention to have, right? To say, well, let's make sure Rachel doesn't get lost in the stories. I'm curious about when you are merged with that part, how do you feel yourself? Do you feel yourself like avoiding something, or like or do you feel yourself as sort of like doing things the right way, or how would you
Doing things
describe
the right way.
doing things the right way? Yeah, right. It's like, so it's like this
Like,
is.
I feel like I've been judged in the past for getting too involved in the story and people saying, oh, you're getting lost in the story. So I'm like, okay, I'm doing it the right way, but not getting lost in the
Did you
story.
notice? I noticed your body take posture, right? This. I'm
Yeah.
above that, kind of, right? Like, I'm above that kind of getting lost in stories, right? That's the sense of self.
Well, it's not, it's almost like, no, that part is actually kind of taking the mick out of that sort of idea of that part resents other people for kind of putting that judgment on us, even though that part is like going, okay, well, okay, maybe they're right and we'll, but there's a certain amount of wanting to kind of like go after them and push that out.
Exactly. What do you feel now when you see this part clearly?
I feel a bit sorry for it. Because he's trying to help.
Yes, let me put the question, formulate the question slightly differently. At some point, you weren't particularly aware of the part, you were just acting out of it. Now we're talking about the part, and you see it clearly, and you go like, "Oh yeah, actually, that's a response that I have." How are these two situations? How do you? What's the difference between these two situations?
One feels more clear, like, oh, actually kind of seeing what's going on. And then another part is like, but that could just be in the part that thinks it's more clear. like, how far can you go with part? Yeah, less woolly. Maybe the kind of. I mean, that part that doesn't want to get lost in the story is suppressing a whole load of other parts.
It is indeed, yes, it is indeed. And so there is less woolly, and also I would imagine when you see it, when you see, typically, I don't know if this is what happens for you, but typically when you see a part that's suppressing a whole lot of other parts, energy is released. And you did seem more animated as we were talking about this.
It's more energetic, yeah.
Yeah. Good. Nice. It's so funny, right? But it's so funny because it's like it's not just about seeing parts. It's about seeing the part you don't see. That's the only one that matters. Like, so you could write a whole story about all these other parts, but something special happens when you see the part that was in charge of making the decision not to write the story, but to write how the parts are feeling and so on, right? Something magic happened when you saw that one, because that was the one that was invisible. The others you could already see. Yeah.
And those invisible ones they're hard to see.
Yeah, but they're also a lot of fun when you see them, right? It's like, oh yeah, that's actually what I do. So yeah, good. Thanks. Other sharings? Yeah, so.
I just want to say one thing. It's okay. I hope you don't mind. It's just something off the end of what Rachel was saying, which is, and what you just said felt very profound. So, seeing the ones that the seeing the part that is invisible, that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
My experience is the parts shape shift and but to become invisible.
Yes, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this, but also think
but
about.
They are really obvious, like at the beginning of the work, and then like they are much less obvious, like almost intentionally so.
Okay, so I think I want to say something about that. Because when you say they shapeshift to become invisible, you're putting a particular perspective on them, almost like they want to hide, like they have that intention of hiding, right? I think there's something else going on. Like, for example, do you sometimes engage in like do-it-yourself projects, like playing the handyman? Yeah, okay, cool. So you're you know your way around a hammer.
I mean, I can use a hammer.
You can use a hammer.
Yeah.
And you can hit stuff, right? So if you're standing and you need to hit a bunch of nails in the wall or whatever, right? What do you pay attention to? You pay attention to the nails. Do they go in the right way? Do they curve like da 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 da? What you don't pay attention to is the hammer. Unless something goes wrong, right? If the head of the hammer flies off the handle, you'll pay attention to the hammer. But normally you wouldn't. It's just an extension of your arm. It's just the tool you use to get the work done, but you're actually paying attention to the effect, not to the hammer itself. Does that make sense? Yeah.
That makes sense in terms of the hammer and the nails, not in terms of what you're teaching me.
Well, let's use that as an analogy. Your personality parts are responses to the environment. They're tools. They are like the hammer. So when you use them, they're invisible because they're tools. They're just extensions of you through which you effectuate something. You cause an effect in the world. The effect is what you pay attention to. The tool, actually, if you put a lot of attention on the hammer, right, you'd be really bad at hammering nails in. Because that's just the wrong place to put. It's in order for a tool to work, it has to be invisible. Does that make sense? Yeah. So this is the distinction here is if there's a philosopher called Heidegger who talks about the ready to hand and the present to hand, and he actually used the example of the hammer. So he says that certain phenomena are you are aware of them as a thing. And other phenomena, they have to be invisible to you because you use them as tools, kind of. And they don't become visible to you before something goes wrong. Like with a computer. You don't pay attention to the computer until the day it doesn't start. Then you pay attention to the computer because something went wrong. Or language. I pay attention
to that
first. Yeah.
Can I just ask though? So, what's that got to do with the fact that you seem to get increasingly sophisticated, or you could call it sneaky, depending on what mood you're in?
Yeah.
Parts. Like,
I think that you are discovering more and more parts that, because it's like. You develop one.
Do you think they're shape shifting? You don't think they're shape shifting. You think it's just more is emerging.
Yes.
The idea of shape shifting is an idea and a suspicion, which is probably a part.
Yes.
But what you think is you're just seeing more.
I think so, and I think you see older and older parts. It's like when you have gotten to the point where you can hammer a nail in the wall, you've actually gone through learning how to handle a tool and it becoming invisible multiple times. So if you will unpack that sequence, first you go like, I can see that I'm hammering in the nail. Hang on a sec. Oh, there's a hammer. Now you become aware of the hammer, right? So you say, that's the tool I'm using. And then you say, well, now I'm aware of the hammer. What's the... It keeps on doing this. What's the previous tool that I'm aware of? it's my hand. At some point you learned how your hand worked, but it's invisible to you now. Now you just grab stuff, right? And hand. Before your hand, it was your arm, and so on, and you can go back and back and back. And you can do the same with personality parts. You go back and back and back.
Well, the big oh fuck is that the idea that there's a shape-shifting, that's a fucking thing. suspicious of parts, you know, not being in control, that kind of feeling. That's the bit that I'm like, oh fuck.
Yes, well, about control, that's a really interesting question. Because in a sense, you can say they're your tools, so you're in control, right? They're your responses, so you're in control. And this is really good, because when you see that, you say, okay, it gives a sense of agency. It's like, well, yeah, they are my responses, and that, so I am in control of them. However, because they are invisible and automatic, you can say, well, technically, yeah, I at some point set up the automation and then I forgot about it. So technically, I'm in control in the sense that I was the one installing this, but I don't always feel in control. I don't feel in control as long as I have forgotten about the automatic response that I set up. Right, it's the same if you set up you go into Outlook, and then you use some clever AI that responds to certain mails, and then you forgot you set up the automation, and all of a sudden your program is just sending out all these mails, and you go like, holy crap, I'm not in control here, until you remember, oh, now I remember. I set up the automation, and I can go here and find it, and I can then the moment I remember that, I then get in control again, because I got the option of not doing the response. This is why it's so important to notice the responses, because the moment you notice them, you have the option of not doing them. And this speaks to what we were talking about before, right? That the work we do here is relinquishing one response after another, rather than adding extra things to do. So I hope that was a...
It's really helpful. I can see that we're going to move into free will and all that kind of stuff, because that's where it feels like it's heading.
Yes, you know what I mean? Yes.
The whole thing, which is so big.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it is, I work a lot with this sense of agency and seeing the parts, so that you get the sense of agency, so you recognize that you're doing it, and you always meet certain protests where they say, well, it doesn't feel like I'm in charge. And then you say, yeah, but the reason you feel you're not in charge is because you're doing it, but the processes in you through which you're doing it are automatic and unconscious. And that's the fun dual thing, where this is why you feel you're not in control, but ultimately you actually are. So yeah. But we can talk more about that. Do you have 1 minute more? I know we should be rounding off, but okay, 1 minute more. Because there's a beautiful metaphor for this, and that is you can think about yourself as a rider on an elephant. You're both the rider and the elephant. The rider is your conscious self. The elephant is the vast mechanism of automated processes. Right? You can change the course or the way the elephant acts. But if you only identify with the rider, you feel, I'm not in control here. I'm just along for the ride. I'm just sitting on this elephant. But the moment you recognize I'm both the rider and the elephant, then you will understand, okay, technically I am in control, But it takes a little bit of work for the writer part of you to influence the elephant part of you. Good. Anyway, I'm sure we will talk a lot more about this. So, and for homework, keep doing this thing with the last exercise we did. It's very beneficial. So have a lovely evening, and I'll see you for the next one. Cheers.